my gosh, what a day in the pinball world. I just spent about 40 minutes watching all of this content on YouTube about Sonic the Hedgehog. Content creator Ralph did a huge featurette on it. Clearly, it was like an infomercial for the game. He's paid in the game, so of course it's going to be something along those lines. Zach did a shorter 6-minute thing. Vic did another thing. I saw the 1 minute and 15 second video, which was Jersey Jack's official thing. Lots of colors, lots of lights, lots of stuff coming at us. And I just want to tell you right now, after seeing it all, after being bombarded with the so-called fastest Steve Ritchie, most colorful game and the most approachable and adorable game ever, I just want to say I'm overwhelmed, and not in necessarily the right way. And I'm reading the room and I'm reading people's commentary both on the live that I did and on Pinside and other places. People are sharing me text images of dealers already giving discounts on collector's editions. And I'm just feeling like I can't quite put my finger on it, but I'll start by saying this. This game is not having the launch day excitement that Pokemon had. It's also not having the launch day excitement that Harry Potter had. It's also not having the launch day excitement that Beetlejuice had. So, as a marketer, I am a little bit curious what happened. Like, what went wrong today that the overwhelming reaction to the game isn't in line with those other games? And I'm really just trying to figure this out because I haven't played the game yet, so you know that. But I've seen the game. And I've seen pinball launch days before, and I've seen how the community responds on a launch day, and I haven't quite seen something so, I don't know, polarizing like today, because we all knew it was Sonic, we knew it was Steve Ritchie, we knew there was like a loop-de-loop, we knew there was a topper, we've had the tease out of the cabinet sparkles. And so I think what's happening, and I mean this when I say this, I think what's happened on this launch day is a series of things that have all happened sort of in the near sort of present. And they've sort of, I think, taken some of the thunder away from this launch. I think we're a little bit just like oversaturated with new games recently. I mean, that's just what's happened in pinball. We've had from Pokemon and then Transformers and then another Tails game is coming out, Tales of the Arabian Nights, and we know about Back to the Future and we know about Goonies and we know about Fifth Element. And so we know all this stuff is happening. We knew it was going to be Sonic. And so there's just like something happening in all of our heads where there's just so much information swirling around. And these companies want you to order games on day one. But here's the big problem with this game on day one in terms of creating any urgency to order it right now. Because if I were to ask you right now, why would you order this game right now when there is an unlimited number of collector's editions? This is not Harry Potter. This is not a game nobody ever thought they would see in pinball format. People had waited 20 years for Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling said she would never let there be a Harry Potter pinball machine, and they pulled off the impossible. Okay, so this is not that. This is not even close to being as big as that IP. And also, the Harry Potter CE, the art package on it, was so unique. It was so distinctively different than the other editions, that there was a lot more of like, I need to have that version of the game. And here's the other thing people forget. When they revealed Harry Potter, they said at the beginning that the CE orders were open for a specific window.